Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Pennsylvania, and just one of the real opportunities out there to bring some sanity to some of the stuff going on here in Philadelphia. So he had a big piece in the Sunday Inquirer. Police deserve DA support. This is National Police Week. This is a week where we take stock of the whole year, and it's sad every year to know the number of police killed in the line of duty. We take stock of what is it like to be a cop, the onslaught of all kinds of organizations. And I would say one of the biggest in the country that is actually in power and supposed to be, I mean, the last time I looked, I think a DA is a law enforcement official. Is that something? Oh, not in Philadelphia. I mean, isn't that a term you would use for the average district attorney? Law enforcement official. His job is to help to enforce the laws, right? Well, Krasner doesn't see it. His job is to be a defense attorney. It's kind of strange. Let's go to U.S. Attorney Bill McSwain here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bill, welcome in. Great piece on Sunday. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tom. That's nice to talk with you.
Well, it was an opportune time to do this. Police Week coming up, and you talk about the spike in homicides first in 2018, 351 shooting victims. And so far in 2019, they're even worse. How can you make the connection, though, with this? This isn't just random, that it's due to Krasner.
Well, there is a strong correlation, is what you can say. And there's not necessarily scientific proof when you're looking at what's happening in the criminal justice system, but there's a very strong correlation between these new policies that the district attorney has instituted, and it lines up almost perfectly in terms of the time period about when the homicide rates and the shooting rates have really skyrocketed. And it's also, I think, a matter of common sense. When you look at what he's doing, a lot of what he's doing, I think, naturally leads to more violent crime, more homicides, more shootings. I really don't think there's any mystery to it.
No, I would agree with you. A startling statistic, too. In 2018, you write, a staggering 92% of the city's homicide victims were African Americans or Hispanic. Everyone deserves to live in a safe neighborhood. I have to tell you, though, Bill, you're one of the lone voices out there. And when I'm on some mainstream show like Inside Story, I was on Sunday, I reference stuff like this. The city hasn't turned on Krasner, in my view, to get him to enforce the law. 92% of the victims are African American or Hispanic.
And that's really the tragic part about all of this. And one point I was making is that everybody in Philadelphia has the right to live in a safe neighborhood. And it's really unfortunate that the brunt is being felt by minority communities. And I think that minority communities actually have the right to be the most outraged about what's happening at the district attorney's office, because they're the ones that are suffering, and the statistics certainly play that out.
Well, I'll tell you, Bill, when Krasner said on HBO, and it'll air, I think, June 1st, something like that, the Axios show, that he would stop enforcing drug laws, and I think he's moving toward that, possession laws in small amounts. Part of me says, well, it is an addiction. If I were certain of somebody, say you came up with that, just as a for instance, and you were DA, I'd have a lot of certitude. You're really talking about small amounts, and you're going to mandate treatment that you must go through. With Krasner, I just see it as another ploy to not enforce more laws, though. That's my gut instinct when I hear him say it.
I think you're right. There's two fundamental problems with what he's considering. First of all, that's not what the law dictates. And if the law is going to change, then the elected representatives and the legislature should determine what the laws are going to be. And as a prosecutor, you take an oath to enforce the law. So right there, you're not really doing your job if you're not going to be enforcing the drug laws. But secondly, we're going through this homicide epidemic in Philadelphia, and a lot of it is drug-fueled. And so this, I think, is only going to make things worse because it's going to increase demand for the product. I mean, nobody ever got hooked on heroin or got hooked on fentanyl or on opioids because it's illegal. But a lot of people stay away from drugs because of the deterrent, because they know it is illegal. And if you take away that illegality, I think it's just common sense that it's going to increase demand. And if you increase demand, you're going to give more power to the drug dealers. There's going to be more turf wars, and there's going to be more violence.
Well, let's tell the bright part of this, too, is, though, you've been able to intervene. We had you on talking about one case that was completely outrageous. A guy can't get into a deli, I guess bulletproof glass, so he, I don't even want to say allegedly, he was adjudicated. He shoots a guy. He's walking down the street with what, in Philadelphia, we always hear are assault weapons, and the Krasner people come up with just a trifling sentence on this. And then you have the ability to intervene in that. So what can you offer people from your position to counter what clearly is going on here?
Well, I want people to know that the U.S. Attorney's Office is very dedicated to enforcing the rule of law. And we have a wide variety of cases that we work on. The federal statutes cover everything from national security to the drug laws, to violent crime, to white-collar crime. But we are going to be putting more resources into violent crime specifically and to getting illegal guns off the street and making sure that people who have a felony record who aren't allowed to possess a gun, that those folks are prosecuted. Straw purchasers, people who purchase guns for felons, that's another crime that we can pursue to make sure that guns are not in the wrong hands. And I think that our efforts, hopefully, are going to help to get this public safety crisis under control.
Let me, and I know you can only comment maybe in a limited way, but Brian Sims, the representative, we had on the mom, you've seen the tapes, I hope, by now, Bill, with the two girls, and I had a representative on, very concerned about cyber stalking, wanting to dox two teenagers. As I watch those tapes, I know that harassment is a tricky thing, though. You know, we don't want to go too far because sometimes it's just protest. Any thoughts when you watch that? Is there any stuff that rises potentially? You know, people are looking for somebody to address. Were any crimes potentially committed in these two videotapes?
Well, it's first of all, let me just say at the beginning that it's a policy of Department of Justice that we don't confirm or deny the existence of an investigation. But I can say some general things about that situation or just in general how we approach things. I think that we would all agree when we look at those videos that he was acting like an idiot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he would admit he was acting like an idiot. And not only was he acting like an idiot, but then he decided to film himself acting like an idiot and post it on social media. So, you know, there's that. But generally speaking, when we look at any situation that we're considering investigating, we have to look at whether there's a specific violation of federal law, a specific statute that has been violated. There's no federal idiot act.
There ought to be, boy. You would have need 10 Bill McSwains to be adjudicating this. Yes.
We would be busy every day.
Yes.
When you think about whether there's going to be a federal investigation of anything, sometimes the wise thing to do is to look at what other remedies are out there. There's sometimes our state investigations, local investigations, there can even be administrative investigations, because a federal investigation is a big hammer. And so just because somebody is acting like an idiot doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to smash them over the head with a federal sledgehammer. That being said, you know, we'll have to just see what happens over time with this investigation, with this incident, and we'll have to see what the future holds. But I think that there are several ways that that could potentially be addressed short of a federal intervention.
Yeah, I like what you said there. You know, everybody grew up with that expression, don't make a federal case out of it. You're exactly right. We don't want to bring the feds in. That's what I even said, Bill. I didn't graduate law school. I got into this, but harassment's a tricky word, and there are harassment statutes, but you know, if you drop the hammer on that all the time, I don't know what that might shut down. It would seem to shut down a lot of encounters that might be right, wrong, or indifferent, but probably not criminal.
I think you're right, and it's something you have to bring judgment and experience to, and you have to be careful. But then when you're going to commit to something federally, it has to be a big deal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely right. So are you up to speed to, and I've been talking about this, I see this as a ploy. This researcher at some convention said there has been a safe injection site operating in the United States. It's private or something, secretive, for 4 or 5 years. And I think part of the thrust of this is to help the safe, so-called safe injection site people here in Philadelphia.
Well, first of all, I've said this in the past. I think calling it a safe yeah. injection site is an oxymoron. There's nothing safe about injecting heroin or fentanyl. But I would speculate that if such a site exists somewhere in the United States, it must be very low profile. It must be very small.
Yeah.
Because it's something that the Department of Justice, if we knew about, would not allow to exist. And what I've said in this district in Philadelphia, I think is consistent with all my U.S. attorney colleagues across the country, is that we don't think something like this is consistent with the law, and it's not a good idea.
Absolutely. Bill, thank you so much. And very timely article, and not just vague stuff, but actual facts. And I like the nuance on this. We can't definitively scientifically say this is due to Larry Krasner, but by any standard that's reasonable to take a look at an official, these figures are appalling.
I totally agree. That's great talking to you, Don. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Bill, very much.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.